USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two teenagers were killed and at least eight people wounded when gunshots broke out early Sunday inside a Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Airbnb rental house. Pittsburgh Police Chief Scott Schubert.
How can you even have a holiday when your child was involved in something traumatic like this? You know, this is traumatizing to our officers.
The shooting marked the third time in 9 days that gunfire erupted during parties held at Airbnb rentals, including one near Sacramento, California, and another that jolted a suburban Houston, Texas residential neighborhood. Turkey announced Monday it has launched a new offensive against Kurdish militants in northern Iraq. Turkish jets, helicopters, drones, and artillery struck targets belonging to the Kurdish Workers Party. That group is labeled a terrorist organization by the United States and the European Union. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford. For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955. SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A classified satellite for the U.S. National Reconnaissance Office was launched into space from California Sunday morning. The satellite departed from Vandenberg Space Force Base aboard a two-stage SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. Vandenberg is on the California coast between Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo. A virus that's attacking the poultry industry has not crossed over to humans. Wendy King reports.
A highly contagious avian flu has spread to more than 30 states, but the risk to public health is low, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The U.S. Department of Agriculture confirmed in a statement that the avian flu has spread to commercial chicken flocks in Pennsylvania and also in Utah. While the virus spreads easily among birds, with more than 27 million affected, according to the CDC data, no human cases have been found in the U.S. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
We are USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
As Americans are paying the inflation toll for poor economic and energy policies, Democrat strategist Donna Brazile on ABC News says the midterm elections are in the bag for liberals.
All we have to do is wait over the next 37 days as 11 or 12 states hold their primaries. You have big primaries in Ohio and North Carolina, Pennsylvania, where the former president has already tipped the scales in support of one candidate over another. The Republicans are essentially running on fumes. They're running on the energy of 2020, which is the big lie. Democrats are running on an economy that's roaring back, that is fighting inflation, that is helping the Ukrainians. Democrats will run on what they've delivered. Republicans are going to run on the fumes of 2020.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie sees things differently.
We're running on the gas that Joe Biden giving us at $5 a gallon. That's what we're running on. We're running on $5 gasoline. We're running on 8.5% inflation. We're running on a failed withdrawal from Afghanistan. We are running on a president who and a Democratic Party that their own party, people like Larry Summers and Joe Manchin, just said this week, created disinflation through the rescue plan in January. So I said this last week. I'm more than thrilled for Donna and her group to continue to run on what's happened over the last 15, 16 months. If they do, but I think you can see a 35 to 40 seat win for the Republicans in the House if it continues.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.